Just, you know, I understand their disappointment. I'm very proud of what they did to give us even a chance there. With, I'm very proud of the guys that had to step in and play some roles that, that, you know, they had to play as early as they did. And it gave us a chance. You know, once we got behind, we just kept chipping away to stay in range to come back and win. And then to put a two-minute drill together there, it was amazing, the sideline. I mean, nobody, and I've used it before, nobody flinched. Our guys just said, hey, this is what we're all about. This is why we do what we do in practice. You know, we had a chance there all the way up with 20 seconds to go.
Any reason you didn't go to no huddle with about 3-4 minutes to go in the game prior to your last punt?
That was coming. I mean, if we'd have got a first down, we were going to jump in a no huddle, yes.
But I was talking about before then.
No, we felt like there was time.
8 months after an ACL injury, are you surprised at how much work Peterson got in this?
Nope, doesn't surprise me at all. Planned for him to play the whole game, and, you know, he's a special player. That did not surprise me one bit. He's a great player.
Bradfield hurts?
Yeah.
He was. Just a leg right now, I'm going to tell you that. He tried to play through it, so we'll see where he is. But he did try to play through it. He went in there on the, you know, on the goal line plays after he'd come out, so I know, I don't know how serious it is, but he did go back in for a couple snaps.
How serious is Rashad?
I don't think serious. I don't think so right now.
How about Britton?
Evan, again, I have not been back there with Evan.
Mike, you get the stuff, you go home now and you face a Houston team.
Right. Oh, it's a good challenge. I mean, it'll be us. We got to respond. First home game. It'd be great for our crowd for us to come home. I think they see that they got this team has a serious fight in them. And I, you know, these are things we've got to learn to get over the disappointment. Just like plays. You got bad plays, you got to go to the next one. You got to get over it as quickly as you can and get ready. And this is important we do that this week. We got to learn how to do this.
Do you think your players are tired in the fourth quarter?
No.
The defensive guys?
No.
You mentioned the end of the first half. Is that when you really saw Ponder get some confidence because it sort of gets momentum himself?
He made some very good throws. I mean, he made some great throws. I thought he played well.
Last week you told us that you felt like tackling him didn't appear.
No, we still have to tackle better. I mean, especially in space. I mean, we gave up a lot of yards and a lot of, you know, we let drives continue. We had guys in the right spots. We just got to do a good job of wrapping up, especially when you got explosive players like they have.